वेलकम बैक लिस्टर। चलिए जी अब हम चलते हैं जी ईस्टी मेला को। केली जी कैसे हैं आप, युवक है?
I am very well, thank you very much for coming live from Eastleigh. It was very sunny, it's now a bit cloudy, it's very, very busy. I think it's almost like more people than last year, maybe because of the lockdown and people want to come out and everything else.
Because people was missing this event, so that's why this time is too many people came out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How are you and how's everything else?
I'm fine and I'm honestly speaking, I'm missing this event. I wish I was there, but I can't due to my professional duties.
I know, but you can come after 4 o'clock when you finish.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, joining me in our portable studio here at the bandstand is Kyla Hare Foster. She is the Force Community Cohesion Officer, and also Zyla, and she is the Positive Action Coordinator. So what does a coordinator for the police do?
Well, I say Positive Action Coordinator, I work towards, you know, with some members of my team, to implement the Constabulary's Positive Action Strategy, which means we are encouraging people from diverse backgrounds to join the police force and supporting them along the process of recruitment. So recruitment, attraction first, recruitment and also progression.
And where are you originally from?
I'm from Cameroon.
Cameroon, right, okay. So that, in a way, it does suggest that anybody can do whatever they want to do within the force.
Absolutely. You know, applications are open to people from diverse backgrounds. So if you feel that you have the skills, the experience, the that we are looking for, please do not hesitate to apply.
So would you say it's fairly inclusive organisation?
Of course, we are an inclusive employer, and you know, Hampshire Police does strive to have a workforce which is representative of the communities out that we serve and we police. And we are looking at those from underrepresented backgrounds or groups to join us, and we are here to support them along the process.
Okay. So, Kyla, you're the actual officer. So, well, that's what it says here.
I'm a police officer. I'm a Force Community Cohesion Officer. So I'm actually a civilian role.
Okay.
It's only been in post for 2.5 years. But, yeah, so I'm not a police officer as in rights of arrest, but that just shows that there are different types of.
Okay, so what does your role involve then?
So generally it's about understanding our communities, working with our communities, identifying new opportunities of engagement. Generally we describe cohesion related topics as anything around equality and inclusion, engagement, hate crime, and extremism in regards to community tensions as well. So that could be in regards to things that have happened recently about women's rights versus trans rights, and how does that play out in our local community. So I'm here today in regards to engaging and connecting with community groups that are in Eastleigh, and engaging with that diverse culture, embracing it, and then supporting the local neighbourhoods team who are also here representing neighbourhood issues, connecting with local community.
What kind of questions do they ask you both when they want to get involved with the police force in whatever capacity? So over to you, Zyla.
Well, there are various questions, you know, how can I apply to become one? So in terms of qualifications, we want to find out, I don't have a qualification, can I apply? Sometimes it's a matter of, you know, how diverse is the police force?
You need to come back closer to the
I hope you can hear me out there.
Okay.
So there are questions around probably height, the recruitment process, sometimes qualifications, and we are there to address it. But more so, it's about encouraging those from diverse backgrounds, underrepresented groups, to join us. There is a place for you. You have that talent. We want to have it. We want to work with you. We want to support you. So please do not hesitate. If you are interested, to send us an email, for instance, at positiveofaction@hampshire.police.uk.
And Kyla, are you achieving your objectives in trying to bring a diverse community to work for the force, to represent the multicultural society we live in?
I think that's a really hard question to answer, because there are no clear outcomes with communities sometimes, because it's always shifting. But the general improving of understanding, there's lots of equality and inclusion at training from our central equality and inclusion team that's going throughout all our teams and our departments. So that's alongside what I do. I definitely connect with a lot of groups. I have learned a lot myself. I impart that knowledge into strategic conversations, planning that's happening. I've definitely seen an improvement, and there's been lots of feedback that our roles, because there's three of us in the force, have made an impact, but I always feel there's more that can be done.
Shakeel Bhai, you are also the General Secretary for the Pakistani Welfare Association.
Yes.
Do you feel that there's enough officers from the Pakistani community who should maybe consider joining the force and maybe engaging with that community when they need the most?
Kelly, I think last year the police, there was recruiting the Asian, especially Asian people in police. So one police officer, he came from, I think, Portsmouth, and a few local police officers as well. So we arranged a surgery for them at Abu Bakr Masjid in community hall, and we invited all our Asian community in our Abu Bakr Masjid. So I tell the local people that if you're interested and you want to join the police, you can come, and these police officers, they will teach you, they will give you information how you can apply, and whatever questions you have in your mind, so they can explain you. So that's some Asian people, they join the police, and few were interested. They said, we are studying at the moment, so when we complete our study, definitely we will join police.
That would be lovely. We're here to hear from that applicant indeed. We diversity is so important to us, and we need it. We know that we are not fully representative of our communities out there. So we want to really encourage anybody from diverse backgrounds to get in touch with us, so that we can go through the process with them, we can answer their questions, bust those myths or those misconceptions that they may have about the police. You will not know until you join, until you want to make that change. And we want the public to be aware that there is a place for them. They have talent. Please do not hesitate. By the way, next month we are going to reopen for detective recruitment. So we encourage you to please get in touch with us and find out what it is there about the process.
Kelly G, can I ask one question? Hello, Kelly G.
Also, just to add to that, in a community perspective, the police are always looking to connect in regards to diversity. We're always wanting to hear from people for suggestions of improvements. If we haven't done something right, we want to hear from it, because you can't improve if you don't know. So there are other ways to contact us, like working with our IAGs and becoming a volunteer, communicating with us, etc. So diversity doesn't just have to be about recruitment, although that's a priority for us. It can be wider than that.
All right, Shakeel Bhai, thank you very much indeed for
doing
that, and we'll hand it back to you.
Thank you so much.